So the move to St. Louis is coming up. It'll define Urbana 06. First of all, what are the reasons that a new location is necessary for Urbana?
Well, I think that there are a number of reasons for a new location. One of the things that happens when you change location is that it gives you an opportunity to think from the top down as to exactly what kinds of things you might want to do in a particular program. As we looked at Urbana and how it was established in 1948, the program was essentially the same, in the same format as it's always been in this time. It begins with a plenary session that offers the challenge for missions. It has seminars that gives the know-how for missions, and it has exhibitors as the way to go in missions. Well, the world is changing now. The role of traditional mission societies is less than it's been in the past. The challenge is for students, all students, to be involved in God's mission wherever they are. We have a global village, and how we relate is very different. Coming to a new location gives us an opportunity to not do things as they were done before, but to think in a completely different way. And already, just the location has got us thinking about how we might do program differently. Another thing I think that's really important is that simplicity is vital in Urbana. Urbana has become more and more complex as time has gone on, and more things get added, and very few things get taken away, because what gets added is good, and what already is there is a little bit good as well, and so the event becomes more complex. Coming to a new location, we can wipe the slate clean, and we can say, what is it that we really want to do, and let's start with that, and we can build again. So I think that that's very important. Another thing I think that's important is that Urbana has essentially been maxed out for the last 20 years. We've not looked at trying to reach new audiences at any given time. We may get 20,000 students at Urbana, which is terrific, but there are 15 million students in the United States. Why shouldn't we be carrying the message of God's mission to all of these students and all of these student population? And then I think another important one is that as Urbana has become more complex, so has the job InterVarsity has had in managing it. The more things we add, the more staff we need in order to make it run. And so so we had 1,600 full-time staff and volunteers who were running this last Urbana. We would like to make it only a fraction of that and allow the staff to work with their students and the things that they're created for. And then finally, the thing I would say is that some people say, when you've had such a good program in Champaign-Urbana, why do you move? And my response would be that InterVarsity is the steward of Urbana. This is a gift that God has given us to carry out, and we're responsible not just for what it does, but for what its potential is as well. And if it can do more, and if it can reach more, and if it can do it more effectively, then for sure we would like to do that.
Let's talk about what it means to be in downtown St. Louis. How will that make Urbana different than in the past?
One of the things, of course, that's true is that we're moving off a university campus, and that was one of the big questions about whether or not we should move. But the nature of higher education in the United States is changing. There's much more in the way of commuter students that are coming into universities and colleges rather than living in dormitories, and so that traditional style of living in dormitories is changing. Another thing is that it puts us in touch with a major aspect of life in the world today, and that is that more than 50% of the population of the world now lives in big cities, and St. Louis is a big city. Being in touch with that, if we're thinking about missions, I think is really vitally important.
When you became Urbana director, you defined the objectives of Urbana. What is the purpose of Urbana?
There are four purposes of Urbana. Those have not changed. Urbana, in essence, is not changing in terms of what we want it to do. The way we do it and how we come at it is changing, but what we want to do is not changing. And the first is to declare the biblical basis of missions. The second is to call students to God's mission. The Latin term for that is Missio Dei, and every person is involved in God's mission as a Christian or should be. The third is to inform students on the current state of global missions and to explain what's happening in the world in different places in terms of missions. And the fourth is to motivate students to participate in global and cross-cultural missions.
And the next Urbana will be in the year 2006, which presents a unique opportunity to recognize an anniversary.
Yes, it's the anniversary of the Haystack Prayer Meeting. Our Urbana leadership team, when we were planning for Urbana 2003, actually met in our National Service Center of InterVarsity, met in the Haystack Room. Up on the wall is a plaque that reminds us of students that met in 1806. They came away from their geography class with a map of the world, as it were, their Bibles, and prayer. They had no idea what God wanted for them in their lives. They spread out the map and looked at the world and thought about peoples in other parts of the world from what they learned in their geography class. They read Scripture to find out how God might be guiding them, and they prayed and asked Him to show them what it is that they should do. And it was from them, really, that the modern missions movement began in the United States and carried over into North America. And we would love to celebrate that 200th anniversary in 2006 at Urbana in St. Louis and emphasize these three very simple points: Bible study, and teach students to do Bible study, prayer, teach students to do prayer, and a map of the world so they see the world and understand the world, and that this be a student convention in which students are called, because they're the ones that can change the future. They're the ones that are not set in their ways about understanding paradigms and what's there, but they're the ones that can change. And we look forward to years from now seeing new paradigms of mission that have come out of Urbana 2006.